Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 31st in the year of our Lord 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject, and I'm going to say it again, revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Welcome to the broadcast. It is indeed New Year's Eve day. Wow, does time fly. We've experienced literally two full years of the Coco, 2020 and 2021, and as they kick off for 2022, even though we're starting to get a handle on this thing, a reality check, governments are going for broke when it comes to violating your rights at every turn. Violating the checks and balances, violating the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, violating state constitutions all over the place. We need to stand up as a people and say, hey, based on the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a whole lot of patience for your abuses. We're not going to tolerate it. You derive your powers from the consent of us. That means we have the power. Never forget it. Our greater numbers should be the order of the day as we demand politicians obey the law or stand down and be arrested. You say, wow, Sam, that's some pretty hard-hitting talk from you. That's right, because I got a question coming up right after the recap of yesterday's show. We had on Brian Rust, of course, doing a great job. You have a friend in the precious metals business, rustcoinandgift.com. And Brian Rust updated us on the spot price or the trading price of gold and silver. But understand that, you know, getting metal in your hands is a different ballgame than the paper trade game they play. So we talked about that in great detail. We talked about Dr. Anthony Fauci confirmed the reason behind the recent changes to the quarantine and isolation protocols from 10 days to 5 was to keep society running. His counterpart, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, said new guidance shortening the isolation time was because we had to kind of decide how much the people would tolerate. She calls that, we're following the science, behavior science, don't you know? Both of them literally jettisoning the scientific reality. We see it at every move they make. The science is not there to back their dishonest, immoral claims. They peddle fake news. The government and the media lets them do it on a daily basis, but we're catching them at every turn. Rapid COVID tests now, they blatantly admit. Well, they may be less accurate with Omicron. The FDA now admits. It's been common knowledge among medical scientists, says Rochelle Walensky, for more than a year that the gold standard PCR test is unreliable when it's used to diagnose COVID-19. The CDC even acknowledges that fact now, folks. The gold standard PCR test is unreliable. Way back in July 2020 even, White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted in the middle of a July 2020 podcast that PCR tests pick up what are called harmless fragments of the coronavirus, resulting in many false positive cases. So, ladies and gentlemen, they've admitted the truth. We know the truth, but we forge ahead. Now Joe Biden says, hey, I'm going to order 500 million tests. Some tell me he's put that hold or that order on hold. Twitter suspended the account of Dr. Robert Malone, who we talked about with Chris Carlson recently, last week, I think, or the week before. He's a prominent scientist, if you don't know. He's a virologist as well. He's instrumental in developing the mRNA vaccines, one of the key developers of it. And he's concerned about the technology. He's been outspoken and very criticized for his skepticism of the COVID-19 vaccine's safety record. So they just shut down his Twitter account. Ben Carson speaking out boldly, too, saying, I don't know why we would do this. The coronavirus isn't very dangerous for children at all. But yet the experimental vaccines, we have no idea what will be the repercussions of that. Why would we ever do that? Asks Ben Carson. So now you got Robert Malone and Ben Carson standing together telling the truth. And what does the government do? What does the partner in bed with the government do, the mainstream press? What does Twitter and Facebook and it? Shut down Robert Malone. Shame on them. Why is inflation rising right now? We talked about that with our buddy Brian Rust as well. We talked about 26 states will raise the minimum wage in 2022. 22 states doing it tomorrow. They're kicking off January the 1st. Inflation rears its ugly head, and so does the cost of labor. But don't worry, they got a new term for it now. It's all about what they call inflation-adjusted compensation. What a sham of a string of words. Inflation-adjusted compensation. What does that mean? It means they're fleecing your wallet via the hidden tax called inflation. And to make up for it, all they do is use government mandates to force people to pay more for employment or pay more to get employees, right? The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is the Fed is engaged in a, quote, confidence game. They say that's the key to winning this dishonest game is playing the confidence game. It's ensuring that markets believe that the long-term economic future of the United States is sound. So far, the Fed has been very successful in playing this confidence game, by the way, because you know what? They've been helped by the fact that the United States has done very well. Tremendous history of an economic success, if you will. So people are lulled into this false sense of security. Bottom line is this confidence game is a sham. The media and government, ladies and gentlemen, are suffering from what I'm calling a cratering credibility crisis. That's what's going on. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Second hour, we talked about Ghislaine Maxwell, guilty on sex trafficking charges. But it doesn't mean much. The sex rings will continue. They didn't dig into anything. They just had a few girls, you know, sound off and all those poor little girls. And, wow, poor everybody. And, wow, Jeff's dead. And Ghislaine, you know, put her away forever. And it was a very narrow scope. They're not really busting up the sex rings at all. Jeff died. Ghislaine takes a small hit. She's a low-level pervert. And don't worry about it. The perverts march on in the predatory sex trade. Yeah, that's right. Led by government leaders everywhere, led by big executive leaders everywhere, and none of those people are going to prison, none of them. What a sad tale to tell. I'm telling you, these sex trafficking rings are huge. This is pervasive, and nothing's really been done to stop it at all. What a sad tale to tell. By the way, we got a Supreme Court case update from AFA President Tim Wildman. An AFA, or American Family Association, action alert, talking about their lawsuit against forcing employees to be vaccinated or tested. Time will tell how that case unfolds. The government should have responded yesterday. We'll have to find out if they did. And then the real arguments at the Supreme Court begin on January the 7th, 2022, just a short week or so away. We also talked about Freedom Watch claiming highlight of the truth. He says, watch the hypocrisy surrounding Harry Reid. Bottom line is he was a corrupt disgrace of a senator. I agree with that. Absolutely. But you know what? We don't want to attack him in his death. He's a child of God. But you know what? His behavior as a senator was absolutely despicable. He violated the supreme law of the land and his oath of office literally every chance he got, it seems to me. Our prayers are with his family, but shame on him. We hope other senators don't follow suit. It's just sick, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about a Bible museum in Germany portraying Jesus of, quote, Queen of Heaven. It's simply man trying to bring God down to his own level. It's false. It's just sick. It's a shame. But there you have it in Germany. Now, Americans are fleeing states, would lock down economies and schools in large numbers. We talked about that in great detail as well. Yeah, it's clear from the census data which side is winning. The contest for talent, experts, and taxpayers, the ones who have the most lockdown measures are the ones who are losing citizens left and right. People are fleeing. Yeah, where am I talking about? Well, you got New York, California, and Illinois losing people left and right. And you've got Texas gaining people big time, along with many of the Rocky Mountain states. We talked about a multi-trillion dollar damage. Solar storm awaits. This could be literally the end of the world as we know it. I don't like the doom and gloom statements, but I do like preparedness. You can prepare one day, $1, one little bit of food, and all these different things at a time. Keep working at it, folks. Don't give up and don't panic. Just be steady in your preparedness, please. Don't be extreme. Be responsible. Think about provident living and self-sustaining solutions. All right, we talked about the Green Bay Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, speaking out boldly, saying he got sick, saying he took ivermectin, and he reveals sports teams, including the NFL, are all giving ivermectin to their players. Wow, we find out that while they call it horse poop for the rest of us and mock us and the mainstream press in bed with your corrupt, evil government, literally doubling down and telling us don't take this, it's horse poop, and mocking us, it turns out that we find out well over 100 members of Congress, their staffs, and their families are taking ivermectin. And now we find out the sports teams on The Secret are giving ivermectin to their athletes as well. The exposing of these criminals and these secrets by these people is on Liberty Roundtable Live. Final recap story from yesterday. Treatments for COVID-19, incorporating hot-button drugs such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, are being secretly adopted by sports teams. I'm grateful for Aaron Rodgers standing up. What a leader. Him and Joe Rogan. Good for them both for telling the truth.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, take your hand.
Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman. That was a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Wow. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. If you want to share the broadcast, please do. We hit hard on your radio. Criminal governments in bed with the mainstream press are absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'd like to welcome Chris Carlson to the broadcast. Once again, sir, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, and Happy New Year to you and your family, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
For 2 years, we've been telling you that every move they make is a sham. Every move they make is dishonest. Every move they make is designed to peddle the porn of fear. Every move they make is designed to spread the virus. That's why I'm convinced that it was intentionally created and released from a lab to go ahead and take down the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States of America, with a global tyranny goal. And every move they make is evident of that. And in the last few days, things have changed big time to where more and more and more and more proof is in our hands. And the liars, the scientists, the physicians who lead this dishonest charge are being exposed for the frauds they are, ladies and gentlemen. For example, now you got Michelle Walensky and Anthony Fauci saying, look, the PCR tests aren't even accurate. I've got evidence of that, too. But you know what? They're not accurate, and they know it. So the test numbers are a big old lie. When they tell you that, oh, we've got 50 whatever million people that have tested, they don't even know, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to know less every single second. Why? Because people buy tests and do at-home tests, and the government never knows what the results of those tests are. We have no idea now what the real numbers are of infection at all. And that's exactly where they want it, because what they want to do is make it so fuzzy you can't know anything. But don't worry, trust them. It reminds me of before you could read the Bible days. Before the printing presses, oh, just trust us. We'll read the scriptures with our elitists, with our experts, with our theologians, and you just listen to, we'll tell you what the scriptures say. Now it's, well, it's so confusing, but listen to us. We'll lie to you about the science. No, 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 not happening on our watch, ladies and gentlemen. Headline says, New York City struggling to keep going as virus spikes. But then they also admit way down in that same article that over 80% of the citizens of New York City are vaccinated, folks. And it's hard to tell what vaccinated means because they keep playing games with the definition. There's a big old fact-check battle with Ron DeSantis out of Florida regarding that. Maybe we'll get to that sometime in the next several days. But all I'm telling you is, folks, 80-plus percent vaccinated, and now they've still got a COVID spike that's literally wrecked the whole city. Everything is shut down. People are losing millions of dollars. The economics are just in flat-out turmoil. Everybody's freaking out. Nobody knows what to do. All right? Questions over actual counts are in question because more people are testing at home, as I mentioned. And, hey, these rapid tests ordered over the counter are not even being highlighted. That's my magnifying questions, they say, about how best to measure the virus. Well, first off, governments, what you need to do is get out of it and quit measuring the virus. You don't need to keep track of virus counts. You don't need to have your fake numbers anywhere. They're not doing any good anyway. They're fake numbers in terms of infections. They're fake numbers in terms of deaths. The tests don't work. You've blatantly admitted it. Your lies that the vaccines are safe and effective aren't true. Okay? How do we know? Because U.S. COVID-19 cases hit record high, they say. But hospitalizations and deaths remain comparatively low. The Epic Times brings this out, reporting from the CDC. Scientists, they say, are surprised by all this stuff. Well, what gives, Chris? They basically have been caught lying, and it's exposed for all to see.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, Sam. If by safe and effective they mean that the vaccines are safe for the deep state's eugenics agenda and that they're effective in killing people, then it's true, right? You can't argue with that because it's doing both of those. It's advancing the deep state's eugenics, and they've always been pretty clear since about 2010, since the Georgia Guidestones were erected, that they want to eliminate the population of the world. There are too many of us. Useless eaters in some cases. So, and then Kerry Mullis, so speaking of the PCR tests, they're still ineffective. The CDC said that. The inventor of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, made that very clear. Conveniently, he died in the summer of 2019, Sam, just before this pandemic hit. So they didn't have him to contend with. But yeah, I mean, this is Stockholm Syndrome on a worldwide basis. I don't know how else to describe it to you, Sam, but I'm just glad that people like you and me and most of the people in my family have not been duped by it. And we don't watch Fox. We don't watch CNN. We don't watch any of the mainstream network. When we do, it's only for oppositional research. And I mean, too bad for the rest of the world who's not catching on to the fact that we're being hoaxed. We're being duped in a major way. And I don't understand, Sam, why people are going along with it as they are. It's sad.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They say that a woman flying from Chicago, Illinois, to Reykjavik, Iceland, tested positive for COVID-19 mid-flight and was quarantined in the bathroom on the plane. That's according to CNN for hours. Marissa Fatio, they say, is her name. And I have a problem with this whole scenario. First off, what are people doing these tests literally in the middle of flights on the plane for? But here's the thing. When you read the rest of the story, you find out that she tested a bunch of times. Okay? They say this. CNN says she took two PCR tests and about five rapid tests, so seven tests before boarding, all of which had been negative. So seven tests negative, both the androgen, the rapid, and the, you know, gold standard test, right? PCR. Well, she's also fully vaccinated, and she received the booster shot, ladies and gentlemen. Yet an hour and a half into the flight, she got a sore throat. So she said, I'm going to test again. She did, and it came out positive, and everybody freaked. Chris?
they don't take the average of that? Well, that reminds me of Elon Musk. Remember, about a year ago, he was feeling under the weather. He went to the hospital. He took four PCR tests. Two came up negative. Two came up positive. So which ones do you believe? The two negatives?
This is. Wait a minute. There's not two negatives, sir. There was seven negatives.
In this case, yeah, you're right, seven. Yeah. So she has an even a stronger case of not being molested. But, you know, those government thugs, they need to molest somebody. Might as well be her, right? She's the most likely candidate under those conditions. Yeah, do you ever get the sense, Sam, that the government hates us? Maybe that's too strong a word. They just don't like us. They think that we'd be better off dead.
Hold on. They want us dead unless you go along with their slave mentality. Then the Communist Manifesto wants you alive and working as a slave for government output.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about it all day, but, you know, the only thing we can do is warn our neighbors, and that's exactly what we're doing. That's, and trust in God. I hear people say, you know, trust in God. God's in control. Well, to a degree, he is, but he does grant us our own individual agency. And what we do with that now will determine, you know, whether or not we're going to get through this without trials and tribulations. I got a feeling we're all going to be going through a lot of trials and tribulations. But when we get out the other end, at least you and I and people of like mind, Sam, will have the consolation of knowing that we tried to do something about it. And we can live with that for the rest of our eternity. So that's what we're doing. That's all we can do.
Now they say between JetBlue, United Airlines, Delta, and American Airlines, more than 8,000 flights have been canceled since Christmas Eve, according to, quote, FlightAware. Now think about that, folks. Why so many flights? These are all vaccinated people that were forced to get vaccinated, right? That are literally so sick they can't even fly now. They literally had to cancel 8,000 flights. That's not a small number, Chris.
No, my daughter was affected by that. She was flying in from Chicago about a week ago. So, yeah, it's affecting people we know. And it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to act like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off running around saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling. There are more rational ways that we can deal with this, Sam. Unfortunately, most people will not be willing to take those measures.
They say that the flights are canceled because of the shortage of staff, because people are getting sick. These are all vaccinated people getting sick, ladies and gentlemen. The lie that Biden just told you, that these vaccines are highly protective, is false. Fact check. Proof is in the pudding. Your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong winds helped spark wildfires that spread over 1,600 acres and prompted hasty evacuations near Denver, Colorado, including the entire town of Superior and the city of Louisville overnight. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency Thursday afternoon. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've got we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
About 580 homes were lost in Superior. The National Weather Service is reporting a gust in the area reached 115 miles an hour. Airline cancellations are piling up in the United States with thousands of flights scrubbed. Check with your carrier before heading to the airport. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans. 800-804-SAVE, that's 800-804-7283, or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis reduced the sentence of truck driver Rogel Aguilera Medeiros from 110 years to 10. Rogel testified he was hauling lumber when the brakes on his big rig failed as he was driving down a steep grade on Interstate 70 into Denver, Colorado, April of 2019. In his commutation letter signed Thursday, Polis said the 26-year-old driver would be eligible for parole in 5 years. Homeowners rejoice.
A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. The study comes as a number of homes for sale fell to a record low. New listings and pending sales also dropped to their lowest level since January. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson, live on your radio. So literally between JetBlue, United Airlines, Delta, and American Airlines, more than 8,000 flights have been canceled since Christmas Eve. Why? Because those who are vaccinated are sick, and they can't fly, ladies and gentlemen. Not to mention they're investigating over 100 cruise ships now. And they're basically saying, you know what? Just don't take a cruise. That's CDC advises. Warning applies to... well, regardless of the traveler's vaccination status, they say now, in response to a series of onboard outbreaks, now the CDC literally advised all Americans to stay off of cruise ships. They say the chance of getting COVID on cruise ships is very high with the close quarters, etc. But here's the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. If you are highly protected, then how is this happening? Because in order to get on a cruise ship, you got to be vaccinated. The answer is you're not highly protected. That's a lie. It's not safe. It's not effective. The vaccine, quote, takers are still infecting others. It's clear over 100 ships literally being questioned about this now. 100 cruise ships going, wait a minute, we're having breakouts among the vaccinated. What do we do? And then you've got these flights literally being canceled by the thousands because those who are vaccinated are sick and can't fly. The vaccines are not safe. We don't know what they'll do. They're experimental. They're not effective. The fact is they're spreading the COCO virus all over the place, even those who are vaccinated. So they're not safe and effective. And this lie that Biden told that they're highly, you're highly protected if you're vaccinated. And then he says, and if you're boosted, you're even more highly protected. That's all proven to be a flat out lie. Now, literally, the CDC is saying, hey, don't go on a cruise ship at all, regardless of your vaccination status. But the leader of all this is Anthony Fauci, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's a flat out criminal and needs to be in prison. All right. Chapter 8 of the real Anthony Fauci book. White Mischief. Dr. Fauci's African Atrocities Dealing with Big Pharma Colonialism. Chris, this relates big time to understand who's who here.
Before we leave the 8,000 flights canceled airlines, can I just add something real quick to that?
By all means, sure.
Before we move on. There is a professional publication. This is in World Affairs Brief of 2 weeks ago. Joel Skousen does a great job. It's called Airline Pilot Magazine in 2019. So in every issue, you know, if a pilot, you know, for the airline dies, they do a little tribute to him, say goodbye to, you know, Pilot John Smith or whatever. In 2019, they had one pilot died. In 2020, they had six. You know how many pilots they had to say goodbye to in 2021? 140, Sam.
Wow.
Now, you
why do they have to say goodbye to him, Chris?
Well, that's when the mandate kicked in to take the vaccine.
Yeah, see, folks, this is critical to understand. And now those are either fired, so they've got a shortage, and or they're still spreading the COCO and they're all sick.
Yeah.
Because they followed the directions of one Anthony Fauci.
Yep. And, you know, 1-6 and then 140 the following year. That's more than a coincidence. That is statistically, anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. That we're going to cover that. So let's go back to chapter 8 of the real, folks, out there in listening land, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Please get that book. Please get one for your neighbor and your friend and your family. Buy as many as you can. Get these spread around. If more people learn about the history of this criminal, this medical criminal, we can maybe get him at least out of power because he's running this country virtually. Okay, so we're talking about the early 2000s, Sam. Chapter 8 of The Real Anthony Fauci, White Mischief, Dr. Fauci's African Atrocities. So the NIAID, National Institutes for Allergies and Infectious Disease, that's the department that he is over, and he's been over since 1985. They conducted, Sam, 10,906 clinical trials in 90 countries, mostly in Africa. Okay, Celia Farber, we talked about her last week or the week before. She's a BBC investigative journalist. This is what she says about those trials conducted in Africa. The racism is cloaked inside carefully crafted philanthropic manipulation such as access to drugs. It's never access to clean drinking water, access to education, access to sanitation, access to nutrition. They are so sick, and we just have the drugs to save their lives. When the opposite happens, it is swept under the rug and hidden behind the false front of charity. And then she says, I call it pharma colonialism. So they're killing people over in Africa in the name of testing these drugs that just have to go to market so that the pharmaceutical companies can make billions of dollars. But they have to approve them in Africa because the media has a lot less access over in Africa. And there's a lot less accountability on the part of governmental agencies that would normally protect these, like in America or Canada or any Western country. So we're going to talk about the Kampala, Uganda study. That's the one that was codenamed HIVNet012, Sam. And it was a pretty big one. In fact, so big that President George W. Bush actually paid a visit over there. Okay? So they were testing one drug in particular that they desperately wanted to get approved by the FDA. It's called nevirapine. We talked a little bit about it 2 weeks ago. Remember that? Okay, so the big violation of ethics that they perpetrated under this study, the HIV Net 012, was instead of having an inert placebo like you normally have in a study, you've got the placebo group and then you've got the test group. They actually administered AZT, which is another deadly drug, to the placebo group, Sam. A huge violation of ethics, because the AZT was actually more deadly than the nevirapine that they were testing. So that would guarantee that the placebo, the quote-unquote placebo group, or the, what do they call that, the control group, would actually demonstrate more people dying than the test group. And then they can say, and then I'll give you the statistic here. So how many, 22. So a total of 38 babies died in this test. And that's a lie too, because they took crappy records and they lost records, or they didn't record adverse events, which in some cases a death was recorded as a quote serious adverse event. Anyway, and there's a lot, and we don't have time to go into all the details about, you know, all of the ethical lapses and the record-keeping irregularities. But they reported, so this they the NIAID, under this HiveNet 012 study, they admitted that 38 babies died when their mothers were given nevirapine, which was supposed to prevent the transmission of HIV from mother to child in pregnancy. 16 of the babies died when their mothers were given nevirapine, the nevirapine code. So that's 16. But 22 died when the mothers were given the AZT. So they counted that as a success for their drug nevirapine, because fewer babies died in that study group than died with the AZT group, Sam. So they looked at that as a success. And Boehringer Ingelheim, which is a German pharmaceutical company who manufactures nevirapine, used that those conclusions to try to get the FDA to approve their drug. Well, there was only one problem with that, Sam. A lot more people died, including mothers, in that study, and there were a couple of whistleblowers. And in the interest of time, I'm just going to skip over a few of those. And we'll go straight to the main whistleblower, who was Dr. Jonathan Fishbein. Okay? And his title during this study was the, I'll look at it. I think it was the ethics officer. Yeah, he was the ethics officer. He was in charge, Sam, of making sure that the study was conducted according to FDA regulations, and there are a lot of regulations, and that there were very specific and strict record-keeping standards maintained so that, you know, no deaths or no adverse events went unrecorded so that they could get accurate information. Well, there's only one problem. Jonathan Fishbein was an honest man, and he pointed out a lot of ethical lapses in the study, and we'll talk about those when we get back from the break.
We're going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. We're also going to talk about whistleblowers. We're also going to talk about Anthony Fauci. He's like a mafioso of the pharmacy industry. We'll do it all in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live with Chris Carlson. Happy New Year, by the way.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss the Chapter 8 of The Real Anthony Fauci, White Mischief, Dr. Fauci, and his African atrocities in what we're calling Big Pharma colonialism. Basically, if you don't succeed, lie again. They did it. George W. Bush announces windfall for drug companies. Yeah, 2002, $15 billion to prevent the spread of AIDS. They wanted to use this new drug they had rolling that literally had deadly results everywhere. Okay, they wanted to combat the spread of AIDS in Africa using Nevirapan. I think that's how you said it, Nevirapan. And bottom line, it was a disaster. And Anthony Fauci had his fingerprints all over it. People who were honest tried to call a halt to the con game and literally got slaughtered. Chris?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to throw a few names at you. Don't get confused. There's a lot of people involved in this scandal. But DAGE Deputy Director John Kagan then tried to delegitimize the claims of two one medical officer, Dr. Betsy Smith, who was starting to see a pattern develop among the women and children in this study. They were dying, you know, when given either AZT or Nevirapan, and another one called Marianne Luzar. So Deputy Director John Kagan ordered Dr. Jonathan Fishbein, the honest one, to reprimand them for insubordination. He refused to, okay? Dr. John Kagan's superior, another name I'm going to throw out here, Ed Tremont, told Fishbein, Dr. Jonathan Fishbein, he says, "You are moving too fast." Because Dr. Fishbein was starting to raise some of the same ethical issues as did Betsy Smith and Marianne Luzar. And here's what he said, and this is, I think, an email that he sent to Fishbein. He said, "You're moving too fast. You need to get to know how this place works. We need to act more like a pharmaceutical company. We need to get patients and get studies done." Because they were losing patients in the study because they were turning on to the fact that people were dying, that these drugs were not safe and were only effective in killing. Because what they were doing is they were causing liver toxicity, Sam, and that's what a lot of drugs do. And that's one of the common denominators with all of these drugs, liver toxicity. Your livers filter your impurities from your blood. And when you get impurities in your blood, when you're given drugs that are not good for you, they accumulate in your liver and in your spleen and, you know, other purifying organs, and they create toxicity and they shut down. That's where you hear about organs shutting down. Anyway, sorry about going off on that tangent. And then Fishbein.
Okay, it's important to know, though, that there's this big scenario where George Bush, you've got American presidents in bed with Fauci and Big Pharma like you wouldn't believe. And whistleblowers are calling a halt to this con game. But every time they call a halt to the con game, they get literally shut down and flat out destroyed. Anthony Fauci, in bed with U.S. presidents, seemed to have this ability, even when whistleblowers call a halt, to shut down the whistleblower. We're talking about violating the Whistleblower Protection Act big time. We think that the act is there to protect whistleblowers, but it's not. Fauci stands to collect millions of dollars when these drugs move forward. There's another drug that he could get royalties regarding. It's called Prolican, I think is how you say it. And if that got FDA approval, then Fauci would get a ton of money. And you've got all these scientists. You got 51 NIH scientists, for example, who are collecting royalties on drugs that they worked on, creating this massive conflict of interest. Chris?
Yes, sir. And then he went through all sorts of hoops trying to get representation because they were trying to fire him. They didn't want Fauci to fire him. They wanted to distance Fauci, and that's typical of tyrants. They want to distance themselves from controversy.
Yeah, because you don't want Fauci's fingerprints on things, right?
They don't want Fauci's fingerprints on things. That's right, you know, because he has a lot more important jobs to do, like manage a fake pandemic in the year 2020. Like what we're experiencing right now. But let me just give you a list. In the interest of time, Sam, I know that we're kind of pressed for time. I will show you some of the hoops that Jonathan Fishbein had to jump through, to no avail, by the way. So he went through his immediate superior, Dr. Ed Tremont. He tried to get a meeting with Dr. Fauci. Both of those individuals refused to even meet with him in their offices. So he went over Dr. Fauci's head to the NIH director, Elias Erhuni. He refused to talk to him, even talk to him, let alone come to a resolution. He went to the NIH's Office of Management Assessment. They said that his case was not valid. He went over that office to the HHS, who, by the way, was headed by an individual by the name of Michael Levitt. Does that ring a bell? Ding, ding, ding. Was the Health and Human Services Director at that time. He went to him. He didn't want anything to do with the case. He went to Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, the state that I'm from. He went to Senator Max Baucus. He went to a couple of other senators, Arlen Specter, Senator Herb Kohl, who sent nasty letters to the NIH Director, Elias Erhuni. That was in the year about 2003. Did you hear anything about that on the mainstream media, Sam?
No, sir.
No, see, it
of
doesn't.
Of course not.
And that's the thing. If it doesn't get on the mainstream media and a critical mass of people become informed of these issues, it's as if it never happened. And that's why it's so important that we dig a little deeper beyond the surface or below the surface of the mainstream media to get our information. Anyway, I don't know how long you want to go on. Barbara Mikulski, Steny Hoyer, Ben Cardin, these are all senators. Nothing ever was resolved. He finally went to an organization.
They all pretended to dig into this. They all fired off letters of complaint and everything else. But the bottom line is if at first you don't succeed, lie again. The bottom line is they violate the Whistleblower Protection Act. These people get the shaft. Fauci and these leaders collect literally big royalties from drugs that are approved. They're killing people left and right. And the only way they can make this happen is through Big Pharma in bed with government, is what you got to understand. When it comes to Fauci, here's the statement. Everyone in science is terrified of crossing Anthony Fauci. He's like a mafia kingpin. He controls everyone and everything. He spreads so much money around, you can't deal with him. Everyone knows he's vindictive, and really, in the end, he will get you. He's like a mafia kingpin is the interesting statement here to understand. We've got to fire Fauci, ladies and gentlemen. Rand Paul working on this, and we need to work on this, too. This guy is an absolute enemy of the people. He's a pro-death Big Pharma. It's like a Frankenstein in office. This guy's a nutcase in his position. What's sad is even Donald Trump kept the guy around. Even Donald's afraid of Anthony. Chris?
Well, Donald Trump is a lifelong Democrat. That doesn't surprise me, Sam. We've talked about that issue. Don't get me started with Donald Trump. Anyway, there's one Institute of Medicine example that Dr. Fishbein tried to appeal to. And this is very indicative of the problem that we've illustrated here, Sam. Let me read this word for word. The NIH agreed to allow the agency called the Institute of Medicine, IOM, a branch of the National Academies of Science, to investigate the HIV Net 12 controversy. It did this, but found nothing wrong. The IOM, it should be noted, and listen to this, Sam, was paneled by 9 members, 6 of which were NIA grant recipients ranging from $120,000 to $2 million. So 6 of the 9 members of the Institute of Medicine to which he was directed to appeal, this Dr. Fishbein, were receiving money from the NIH. Do you think that they're going to cause a stir that's going to cause a controversy with the NIH?
Not a chance. It'll be a suicide. Maybe literal suicide, but for sure career suicide, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they didn't find any problem with the NIH or the HIV Net 12 project that they were conducting. And you've got to give credence to the expression, follow the money. If you follow the money, Sam, because most people in this world, unfortunately, can be bought. Some by a lower price than others, you know, you have to bid up the price a little. And that's the problem. Anthony Fauci just has access and the ability to distribute way too much money. And people don't recognize that.
Following the money is one of the keys, Chris. I agree with that. No doubt about it. But the other thing you got to do is start writing down the names. Because what you find out is every time you find another scandal, the same names, the same people turn up over and over. And that just shows you that it's like a mafia ring with a kingpin, as is highlighted in this incredible book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And in Chapter 8, it really doubles down and it names names. And that's really important to understand. If you want to get to the bottom of the truth, you got to watch those names over and over and over, because you recognize patterns and players who make this tyranny possible, sir.
Yeah, and if they're serviceable, they will be advanced forward to the next administration and to the next administration. And they never go away. And they become, in essence, more powerful than the presidents or the congressmen that they outlive, believe it or not. And they're working quietly behind the scenes, distributing literally, in the case of Fauci, tens of millions of dollars to different organizations that have very, very powerful influence in the medical industry. And that's why we're in the mess we are today. You know, people, doctors, for example, they don't want to lose their licenses. You know, I don't blame them. You know, I wouldn't want to lose my livelihood after investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in my education and years in my practice. But Satan knows how to compromise people. The people that we're dealing with have access to the mainspring of the money creation system that we've talked about in the past. And this is something that, as president, I would abolish the first thing I got into office, along with the abortion, the legalization of abortion, and that is the Federal Reserve System. Once we cut off their money supply, Sam, I think we can make a little progress, because then they can't pay off their thugs.
Amen anyway, to that. What if you get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of abortions, get rid of the government education system? Man, we would be on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year. We're flat out of time. Chris, I want you to tell me. Next hour, I've got 3 stories that I want to lead with, and I want your opinion on which one. One of them has to do with fat people and cocoa. The other one has to do with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and what they call false fact checks. And the third one has to do with fat people. The other one has to do, fat people... fake fact checks, or let's go, Brandon. Which one do you want me to lead with, huh? You can direct the whole next portion of the show.
You know, I've got some time. I can just hold on if you'd like.
All right, do that. We've got a bunch of things we want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley will be this next hour as well, towards the end of the hour. So we got a lot cooking. But, man, fat people, fake fact checks, or let's go, Brandon. Crazy stories in the news. We'll get Chris Carlson's take on them as well. I'm just telling you right now, we've got hard-hitting news. And, man, they release all kinds of news on weekends and during the New Year and Christmas in hopes that you don't catch wind of them. We're going to make sure you do. That's because we're Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use at your fingertips, live and on demand, 24-7, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally. Give us a New Year's present. Every penny will be used to tell the tale of truth in the media, because we are truth tellers. For a reason. For Sam and Chris and Cameron, all of us working together for liberty, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.